welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, together we are the Hagman and Hagman Report, investigators in search of the truth. Our very special guest tonight, Mr. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, author extraordinaire, researcher. stevequayle.com is his website. And actor, filmmaker, all-around great guy, Mr. Gary Haven. What a resume, impressive resume he's got. He is behind the film, Armageddon. Folks, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's just go to hagman.com. A link to the trailer and the Facebook page for the video is right there. I just can't wait for everyone to see this. What a fantastic initiative and educational and informational. And a little bit disconcerting as well with respect to the message. Before we get back to the program, I want to remind everyone that portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Nuts.com. Nuts.com. What a great website. Nuts.com have, in our opinion, the best tasting snacks, nuts, anything you'd like to have to munch on the planet. Now, if you get hungry during the day like we do, we rarely have time for lunch. Nuts.com is a great snacking alternative. Have you been to the store and seen their selection of nuts and snacks lately? No selection at all, sitting in cans, jars, on the shelves for months. Let's be honest about this. You're not going to find sprouted almonds, dried goji berries, or delicious black walnuts at your local grocery store, at least not something that's edible. No, this is where Nuts.com comes in. Folks, right now, new customers to the Hagman and Hagman Report, compliments of Nuts.com, can get 4 free samples to choose from. They've got over 50 options for those samples. That's a $15 value. Go to Nuts.com, click on the mic, enter our code HH, the family-owned business since 1929.
I'll tell you, anybody who wants to send their cashews or pistachios this way, I would not be disappointed.
That's right. Just wrap them up in a $50 bill. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is fantastic stuff. Our favorites are dried fruits, and the figs are just phenomenal, strawberries. And I spoke with the CEO, the head nut, shall we say, at Nuts.com. What a fantastic guy. Actually, he was in the middle of quality control checks on his products. That's how hands-on this man is. Folks, Nuts.com. Right now, new customers, 4 free samples. Don't miss out. You got over 50 options. They've got over 3,000 healthy snacks to choose from. For example, 39 different kinds of coffee, 170 flavors. But go to Nuts.com right now. Get your 4 free samples at $15 value. You've got to go to Nuts.com. Enter our code HH. That's Nuts.com, HH, for 4 free samples with your order. Go there for full details. That's Nuts.com. Getting back to the program, Joe.
Yeah, again, tonight with us, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Gary Haven, the creator of Armageddon, a film to be released in mid-May. The release date was moved back a little bit as they're putting the final touches on, this is going to be a great movie out in theaters. So you're going to want to keep your eye out and check out the trailer. Do a search for Armageddon.
Hagman.com. Just click on the article, or Hagman Report and Hagman. You go there. I didn't mean to overtalk you, but it's the link is, we made it real easy for you. Mr. Hagman, if you can answer one thing, we're getting flooded by emails asking when the DVD might, if there will be a DVD made, and if so, when it might be available. Can you address that before we get back to
yeah, sure. There'll be a theatrical release, early to mid-May. In the southern U.S., and that will run its course, and 6 months after that, the DVD will be released.
Gotcha. All right. Steve, we're going to turn it back over to you, sir.
Well, Gary, we got interrupted by the break. Will you talk about Governor Abbott? Because I don't know him as you do, but he stands out as a stalwart individual. And I did say on the radio prior to you and I coming on this interview multiple times, seriously, because of your leadership, that's probably the place I would live if I didn't live in Montana. And then I told Gary, Doug, most people don't know this, if it wasn't for Texans, Nelson Story, bringing up the cattle herds to feed the miners, there would be no Montana, and there wouldn't have been a gold rush, because they probably couldn't have existed just on wild game. So Texas and Montana have an affinity. So Gary, share about Governor Abbott, because I'm kind of taken back in a good way by him, because he loves his country, but he's not letting the vipers and brood of hellspawn get away with what they want to do to Texas, and he's really aware of the federal hatred and plot against Texas. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, it is. He was our attorney general for several terms. He sued the federal government 32 times.
God bless him.
That's a record. Every time they tried to overreach, he would slap their hand. In fact, he won the only Ten Commandment display to go before the Supreme Court. The right to display the Ten Commandments at the University of Texas. So he is a bold and gracious man. I had mentioned I was on the podium, and when he committed to pass no laws that were not consistent with our Judeo-Christian values, since then he had Jade Helm monitored by the Texas National Guard. I've been uniquely privileged to know him on a more intimate level, and when he won, actually just before the election for governor, before he won, I told him, I said, "You're going to be the most important governor in Texas history," and he looked kind of perplexed, and I said, "You're going to be in a position to make a decision to stop the overreach of a criminal federal government." And for somebody who had already sued him 32 times, it was I don't know how profound a statement it was, but he understands his responsibility to the citizens of the state, and just as importantly, he understands his responsibilities to the Constitution. And this man is bold, and he is not afraid of ridicule. And I believe he is not going to be bought and paid for like so many of the politicians across our country. And so we're really blessed to have him there. And on a spiritual level, I felt for a long time now that God may give like-minded people a sanctuary. You know, the place in the wilderness for the woman it could very well be Texas. And we certainly have a leadership in the state that would stand against a out-of-control government, federal government. So I feel really privileged to be here, and hopefully, this will be a sanctuary for people to come to if the rest of our country goes down for whether it's a financial debacle, which is imminent, in my opinion, or, as the movie depicts, an EMP attack on this country, which I also think is a very real possibility.
Do you get asked the question much? Because obviously you're on the speaking tour now, and Doug and Joe, thank you for allowing Gary to come on, because, again, Amerageddon, I think, is honestly, I believe it is, if people could go with my metaphor, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, but when I say surfing, you always look for the biggest wave. And I was raised in Southern California around the surf culture. That dates me. But the bottom line is that we're at the point now where every headline, every event, every incident is all pointing to the end of the age, not the end of the world. Big difference. And so, Gary, other places to live. After we do shows like this, my emails fill up and they say, ask Gary where he would go. And obviously not everyone has, your wherewithal. But what are some of the countries you investigated that you like, at least the government temp at this point?
Well, I was privileged in my business to travel to many, many countries. My company has locations in 90 countries. So having been to most of them and piloting my jet to most of them, I had an opportunity to sit down with people, conduct business with people, and acquire familiarity with the cultures and the legal systems, the rule of law, in so many of them. You know, I have property and other countries and residences that I can go to, and I am privileged that way. You know, the problem with that is several things. One is, you know, can you get out in time? Because when it happens, it's going to happen fast. And can you get your family and friends out? And I've got a lot of family and friends, so that's going to be a difficult thing. And most importantly, I have an obligation to my God to do what He tells me to do. And, you know, He intends for me to fight, to fight for the freedom and for the rule of law that we used to have in this country. And, you know, I could right now pack up everybody and move. I'm basically retired and go settle in a place that, you know, that is less threatened by this. But I choose to stay and fight. And so what places are less threatened? You know, societies collapse over history, not because of a invading army. They collapse because of complexity. The more complex a society becomes, the more energy required to sustain that society. You know, a good example is Rome or Egypt. You know, their societies became so complex that it was just enormously expensive to maintain them. And America is a good example. We are so complex right now. You know, our internet gets attacked through cyber attacks thousands of times a day. You know, if somebody's successful in bringing down the internet for any length of time, our society is in great peril, and there's an example of the vulnerability that you've got in a complex society. So what I look for is a country that's less complex. And some of the countries that fit that bill are Australia and New Zealand, Costa Rica, some of the South American countries, you know, maybe even Canada to a point. The next thing I look for are a Judeo value belief system, a value system. You really can't have. George Washington said that a democracy wouldn't work if you didn't have a Christian people, because you would otherwise have to have a police force that was so large that. That you couldn't manage it, so you've got to have people like us who believe in truth and honesty and fairness and giving back, and so that value system is critical as well. And again, places like Australia and New Zealand have a Judeo-Christian value system. You know, I particularly like Australia because even though they've taken the guns away from people and you know, they've done a few other things that are not in the best interest of the citizens. It's a small enough country. It's the same population as Texas, even though they're spread out in a country the size of the U.S. It's a small enough society that when they get upset about something, that their legislatures listen to them. And I'll give you an example. The previous administration bought into the global warming hoax and began to pass laws and do things that were harming the economy and the people. And they elected someone to replace that administration who completely reversed everything immediately. And so even though Australia is not quite, and I know we have some listeners from Australia, and I think they would agree with this, even though they're not as... as freedom-minded as they should be, because they are an individualist society, much like Texas, by the way. They get it. They get it quick, and they can make changes because their society is not that complex and not that large. So if you've got rule of law, a Judeo-Christian value system, in a society that's less complex, I think those are the places that you should be looking for.
Well, let me ask you this, too, because this is critical to most people. And this is the question Doug gets asked. Anybody who does a show like this will get asked it. My guarantee is you'll get asked it. It'll be called the inverse question law. The more you talk about what's coming down and the sooner, what is the event or events, let's say the top three, because people want answers, and I think it's really great to be able to have the privilege to interview you, but what are the three things that Gary Haven and everything you know, everyone you have access to, what are those things that you would know this is on? In other words, you know, what events are going to say it's on, okay? Not it's close to being on. And obviously an EMP attack. I'm saying, though, leading up to that.
Okay. First of all, everything is by design.
Agreed.
You know, the spending of our government, the indebtedness of in private debt, the trillion in student loans, this debt is by design, and considering their goal is to bring down the United States, the entire financial debacle that we're facing is by design. Let me take a little sidestep. My master franchisee for Greece and for Cyprus was my good friend, and she 3 years ago, maybe it's four now, had just sold her house in Cyprus and put her 350,000 euros in her Cypriot bank account. A week later, the Cypriot banks went on bank holiday. And, of course, you remember this. Well, I was able to communicate with her through the entire process and can tell you what happened when they created the bank bail-in policy. At first, the Cypriot banks, to try to reopen, decided that they were going to take a percentage out of everybody's bank accounts that were being held down, frozen, and they were talking about 8 to 10%. Now, the masses of people didn't have a lot of money in the bank. They had their 2 or 3 or 4,000 euros of expenses in the bank. But because it involved everybody, they took to the streets in Cyprus, and they threatened to burn the banks down. So the banks said, okay, we're not going to do that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the people that have 100,000 or more euros in the bank, and we're going to take the money above that, a percentage of it. And so my friend lost most of her money that she had deposited into the bank from the sale of her home. She was given, in exchange for her money, bank stock, which was worthless. And they call this a bail-in. Now, the G20, about a year and a half ago, that includes the United States and Australia and European countries, and they adopted policy that said that we're no longer going to use taxpayer money to bail out the banking system like we did back in 2007 and 8. Instead, we're going to consider the money that's deposited by the depositors as unsecured, an unsecured debt, a loan to the bank. And then Dodd-Frank, and you can Google bail-in USA and Dodd-Frank will pop up. Dodd-Frank has a provision where if a systemically important bank were to fail, that it can take the depositors' money and give them bank stock instead. Now, you may think that the FDIC is going to protect your bank deposit. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. Number one is the FDIC only has about $30 billion in the insurance fund to cover $7 trillion in deposits. Second problem with that is you don't really lose your money when you're given bank stock. So the FDIC is not necessarily liable to replace your lost funds. And third, back in December of 2014, when they passed the Cromnibus bill, that was the big spending bill, Jamie Dimon from Citibank had gone to Washington and lobbied our Congress, and led by the Republicans, they included a provision in the Cromnibus bill that gave banks derivative exposure priority over your and my deposit in the bank. Talk about a criminal act committed by not just the Democrats, but the Republicans. And that book, that is on the books at this moment. Now, you got to think, how could our banks ever fail, and when would they ever bail in? Well, okay, first of all, they did it in Cyprus. We watched them do it, and which was just a test, by the way. Their banks in Europe are failing right now. Deutsche Bank lost 50% of its value in the last 6 months. Our banking system in this country is tremendously exposed because of their fractional lending policies. So if they didn't intend to bail us in and confiscate our deposits, why did they adopt it? Why did they codify it into law? And so I think what's going to be the big event is that there's going to be a financial failure. And again, it's by design. Now, when countries have catastrophes like financial failures and the people would rise up against the government, they often have a strategy they use, and it's called war. They go to war. And when you look at what we're doing in Syria and how we are literally poking the Russian bear, not to mention Ukraine, there's a good chance they're going to use war to distract the people from what the government did to them financially. So I think the series of events are that you're going to see this financial collapse, and immediately after that, they're going to escalate the war that's going on right now in the Middle East. And then at some point in time, I really believe that they're going to bring the U.S. down through an EMP attack. And it's going to be enabled by the people in power in our country.
Well, they'll have to steal the money before they allow the EMP, because obviously, you know, they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it and blame it on a cyber attack. By the way, Jamie Dimon is the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, and that is the largest of the big four American banks. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, most people forget that when Goldman Sachs was called the giant vampire squid sucking the life out of the American consumer, the American middle class, and Jamie Dimon, what you have is these guys are controlling the, if you will, the outcome of, and I think you said it's already scripted, Gary, they're controlling the outcome. Now, can I ask you a question personally? The people that you know in banking, do they expect this, or are they in la-la land?
You know, it's kind of consistent with the answer I'd given earlier about the billionaires and the intellectuals. They're so vested in their status that they really don't want to recognize the evidence that's before them.
Gotcha.
And the really evil people is a small group at the top that really understand what's going on. And you know, you've got a hierarchy. Even the people in Washington, most of them, that have sold their souls to keep their office. You know, they're just henchmen. And they're going to have the most rude awakening of all when they pay the price for their betrayal of their constituents and their country. So I think you have the denial of evidence, and that's going to kind of provide the cover for these people to continue to act in our, you know, against our interest.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Steve, if I can just ask this question, Mr. Haven, this is something that's really kind of, I've been weighing in my mind, and I've gotten a couple of emails about this, and people wondering the same thing. So perhaps you can just give me your assessment. You know, whether it be an EMP or the orchestrated takedown economically, why hasn't it happened yet? I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's a good question, and let me kind of add a side question to it. What are the imminent things that we see on the horizon? And Steve just mentioned one of them. That was a very good insight. They want to get all the money before they crash the system. And by the way, this is something that I think it helps people wake up. You know, in 2007, when they bailed the banks out, because we can't audit the Fed, we really don't know how much they gave to the banks in our tax dollars and so forth, but it was at least $7 trillion. You realize that they printed $7 trillion and gave it to the bankers who'd made bad deals. If they had taken that $7 trillion and given it to the American people, it would have paid off every home mortgage in the country. Now, I don't know about you, but that really upsets me. You know, the valuation of our money by printing $7 trillion to save the bankers. Well, why not give it to the people and pay their mortgages off? You know, would we have been a better country as a result of that? And so that just kind of puts the scope on it. But back to your question, I've been talking to Steve a lot, and there's so many things going on that, you know, he's pushing me to get my movie out tomorrow because it might be too late.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, tonight for a midnight showing.
And you know, and I'm watching the same thing as he's watching, and I'm thinking, you know, this Korean satellite's probably going over my head right now in the southern Texas sky, There's just things that they want to get done that they're working feverishly to accomplish. You know, like taking away our weapons, for example. And there's a ton of stuff. I think they're trying to get as many things done as they can before they pull the trigger. And they just have a lot of things that's so close that they're trying to postpone it until it happens. But I'll tell you this, when it happens, it will be at their choosing. It will be a deliberate day where they pull the trigger because they've got as many things in place as they think they can get away with before it happens. And the American people are so asleep, and the media is so controlled. We don't have media, we have propaganda in this country. And they're doing things so blatantly right now, so out in the open, more so than a year ago or a couple years ago, that I think they believe they've just got a free hand to finish those things that they want to have in place before they do it. And, you know, I don't know that it'll be this year because I see so many things they have in the works. And, you know, you've got factors like, Hillary will continue, she is bought and paid for by the moneyed interests. She's a criminal, which committed four felonies with emails alone. she's a criminal family all into herself. And if it looks like she's going to get elected, they may just wait, continue to get these other things done. If they end up with somebody like Trump, then they may pull the trigger and go ahead and act because they've gained the ground that they think they can gain.
I think, too, Gary, that one of the things that's the most interesting right now that can change, you know, they always talk of a game changer, an unintended consequence. I think that the Syrian situation is going to escalate in such a manner that Erdogan of Turkey, the president of Turkey, is going to overplay his hand. He believes that he's got NATO backing him up, and to some degree they do by their mutual defense agreements. But the fact is that all through Moscow, I was just sent by my friend Aaron, and I sent it both to you guys so you can check it after the show, but they're starting to build the case that there's giant posters, and this is what it says translated. I don't speak Russian. Smoking kills more people than Obama. and it shows him obviously, you know, 100 tokes over the line. But the point being is that he's absolutely, how should I say this? He, Obama, has no handle on basic military tactics outside of one. And this is where I think most people don't get it, okay? They don't understand the whole Middle East takedown, especially under George Bush's lies and, you know, the entire giveaway of our technology from the Clinton era to the Chinese, our top secret patent library, etc. But what is critical is that Russia understands what has to be done. And I think what's a game changer is they've given their frontline commanders, and they're moving all their heaviest weapon in there, into their western front, if you will, and he's given them authority, and you can see this in news stories, to use tactical nuclear weapons against NATO and especially against Turkey. I think Turkey's going to overplay their hand. I don't know what the event will be, and let's see if it plays out. They're going to do something, and then Russia is going to move so swiftly and so decisively that the NATO command structure won't even have time to respond to. And I think that as you're watching what's happening in Europe, and by the way, Angela Merkel's an Illuminist, okay? Isn't it amazing that all these people that are opening up their countries and then claiming they've got to clamp down, they're the ones, you talked about the Hegelian dialectic. You create the problem, you provide the solution, you bring about the desired change. I think, and I think everyone should be praying on this, I think the game changer is in the Middle East. Saying that, I think that in Turkey, forgive me, the time that the events seem to scale up may force a hand of all these mega bankers to basically just hit the banks with a fake, if you will, false flag cyber attack, get everybody's money, and then let the bombs fly where they may. Because again, I don't think people in the entire history of the world, we happen to have the technological ability as they have it now to rape, pillage, and plunder. And I think that we're just right there. So can I ask you this? When, in your movie, and again, obviously there will be no midnight showing tonight, but the point is that we're seeing the headlines playing out. Basically, you know, can you give a little bit more away of the movie? Look, I'm hanging on every word, so I would, and I'm sure there people are too. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm asking you a favor. Those of you who listen to Hagman, please watch the trailer. I want you to watch it twice, and then I want you to take it to prayer. You know, Gary, that private, and I think, Doug, this is true, that, 80-90% of our audience is Christian worldwide. But as you see the headlines, I want you to remember this, that, you know, 90 seconds worth of headlines laid out in this trailer, I don't think it can be more succinct. I couldn't have made it more succinct, you know. And I'm not saying whoopee for me, I'm just saying you nailed it. So give us a little more as this thing unfolds, you know.
Well, there's another aspect we do battle in the movie with the United Nations. And I mentioned earlier that Kerry signed an agreement with the United Nations that that if America has an emergency, that they're invited in with their foreign troops, which it looks like we've got 150,000 Russian troops already in our country. We have Chinese in the country. We've already given the Chinese the most important port in our country, the port at Long Beach. And the United Nations actually comes to my ranch to arrest me and the young lieutenant and to confiscate our weapons and supplies. That's an important thing. You've got people in Washington who have committed to the elite that want to bring about a one-world order. And Angela Merkel, being an Illuminati, which also means being a Satanist, is evidence of what these people will do when they have the opportunity to do it. And they have, through signing treaties with the UN, which is against the law because our Senate must approve them, and Kerry signed it. He's a traitor to his country. And I'm going to say something really stronger. We shouldn't be talking about impeaching Obama. We should be talking about charging him with treason. When you open up the border to unvetted people, some percentage of whom are coming in here to kill citizens, that's treason. And by the way, the definition of treason is making war against your country or aiding and abetting those that are. And you know, Washington declared the terrorist as an enemy. And for Obama to be allowing them to come into our country, that's aiding and abetting the enemy. This is treason. And I'll say something else that people need to understand. And I'm going to tell a little story here. Back when ISIS went into Mosul and captured 2,400 armored Humvees, 50 tanks, $1 billion, with a B, dollars worth of American weaponry, with the keys in the ignition, and drove it out of town, I thought to myself, don't we have a couple of F-18s on an aircraft carrier nearby that could come in and destroy the equipment? Because that's what you do. That's the military never lets their equipment be captured in enemy hands. When Obama didn't give the order to destroy that equipment, but instead gave $1 billion of military equipment to the enemy, I realized that this doesn't make any sense. So I began to do the research and discovered that ISIS is actually the creation of the CIA, along with the Obama administration. We trained them, we support them, and the purpose was to go into Syria and to bring down Assad. And there's a couple of reasons to bring down Assad. One is that Russia's got a port there, and America can maintain its hegemony and its power in the region. But there's a bigger reason. It's the moneyed interest. There's a pipeline being built through Syria that's going to compete with the pipeline of the Saudis and the Americans. And they wanted to stop the pipeline because of moneyed interest. The bankers wanted a central bank in Syria, and Assad wasn't willing to play the game. So we've been sending our weapons, and they're trying to send our kids in there to fight another war that has nothing in the American interest, only moneyed interest. And you can say the same thing about the Ukraine. We have no interest over there, but these people in Washington are beholden to the moneyed interest. And when you talk about ISIS being created and supported by Americans, by the elite, by Obama and by the CIA, and you look at what ISIS is doing and beheading Christians, raping them, and the horrors they're doing, you can set that at the feet of Obama. That's what we should be talking about. And that's the most important story out there. I was explaining this to the governor of Texas a few weeks ago because he wasn't aware of that. And I was explaining this to Rand Paul a couple of days ago on a phone call I had with him. I'm trying to wake people up that we have a criminal cabal in Washington. And you know, they create enemies, boogeymen. They create boogeymen so that they can protect us. And in protecting us, they remove our freedoms and our resources, and they send our kids to die. And so this whole thing, we need to get all of America up to speed on where ISIS came from. If we can do that, we can peel back this onion. We can wake a lot of people up.
Well, here's the issue, too, and I think this is critical. I want to go on record, and I'm obviously, you know, somebody said, boy, they love it when you say that. Anyone who is in favor of gun control will ultimately be your co-executioner. They will use paid mercenaries to carry out the sentence, and that should be offensive to everybody in this country. That should be offensive to everyone listening in, that we have taken and everything that God and His mercy, everything that people of faith who built this country, the freedoms they held so dear, we have let them take everything, and they won't stop in taking your life. You know, Gary, you have a position that God has placed you in. Basically, God has raised you up for such a time like as this, as Queen Esther, and, you know, there's a time and a season, but this is the time and the season, and, you know, how do I say this delicately? I don't believe in saying it delicately. I won't. Here's the deal. Yeah, I'm about as delicate as a herd of elephants in a crystal factory in Austria. I'm not talking crystal meth. I'm talking Swarovski crystal, just for the record. The point is that they are plotting, they are planning our demise. When I think I was like one of the guys, and I know this, to break the story on one of the think tank, you know, the Deagle think tank, saying that within a matter of years, I think, what was it, 2025 or 2020, there'd only be 38 million Americans left. Hello, you know, people, here's what I want to say. You look at the people in your immediate family. If you've got a family of four, three of those are going to be dead. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm using that as a statistic. If you've got, you know, 50 people working for you in your business or 500, take 90% of that. They're going to be dead. And see, Gary, this is what I love about Texas, okay? And this is what they hate about Texas. And obviously, I have friends that are Texans, and obviously, you know, the spirit of Texas is a spirit of resistance to tyranny. Obviously, it started with the Alamo. And I can tell you, point blank, that the Congress and the Senate, I'm going to make this clear, are complicit in the coming murder. They are the co-executioners of the United States citizens, and the United States citizens better learn another legal maneuver they have. It's the power of recall and the power of impeachment. Treason's treason, but not one of those, and even Rand Paul, they don't use the T word, okay? They beat around the bush, and with the people that you talk to, I think it's in the American governor's hands, and I think it's in the sheriffs of America's counties' hands, because not all sheriffs will roll over. And you know, as I would say, and I have friends that are federal law enforcement officers, since when did we, the American public, become the enemies, and the guy that took after people and hatcheted them were known to the FBI for 4 years? You see, and why are the terrorist camps in America not even being raided by the FBI, but you get, you know, the Three Stooges in some place in some, you know, county out in whatever part of the country, and they don't know better, they get set up, and then all of a sudden we've got a domestic terrorism problem? This is the Clower-Piven strategy, to overwhelm all the systems, overwhelm immigration, overwhelm welfare, overwhelm. And brother, I don't know what it's going to take outside of repentance on the order of Nineveh. And isn't it interesting that Jonah, the name storm, has already been in our vocabulary? So, Gary, I would hope that you would you know, call the people you know, and literally, when I say call them, I don't mean meet them face-to-face. And I think that Doug, Joe, all of us, everybody who's on talk radio, must drive home that point. We're not talking about political issues. We're talking about treason, treachery, and mass murder. Now, is that succinct enough?
Amen.
Could you be more clear, Steve?
Yeah. So in your movie, as they come to you and you're defending your ranch, is that a spoiler to tell us? Or would you rather not? Brother, I'm going to get this whole thing out of you.
No, I'll share a couple of things. By the way, let me amen what you just said there. That's how it needs to be spoken about. Meekly, like unfortunately so many people who do have a platform should be speaking. I began this conversation by saying that we're at a great disadvantage because we don't understand the evil. We just don't have the capacity to envision how evil these people are. And they derive their evil from the king of it, you know, from Satan himself. And they're not limited in their capacity for evil, so it's just hard to wrap your mind around that. The outcome and I know this is what people are thinking if they could ask it. So I'll throw it out there. How do you stop this? And I hate to tell you this, but I don't think we can stop what's coming. I flavor all of my intellectual approaches to these things with a biblical basis. And the Bible is quite clear that these times are coming. And that these people are going to gain power. The good news is it's for a very limited time. So my goal is to warn as many people as I can, to motivate them to be bold about thinking critically, sharing that with people, to prepare financially, provisionally, and try to save as many people from this coming catastrophe as I can, knowing that it's going to happen, and there isn't anything that's going to prevent it from happening. And hopefully Texas will be that sanctuary. And this is a godly state, and God does provide protection for people that are faithful to Him. So I'm hopeful that we can save a lot of people because of what we're doing. But is it going to happen? Yes, and our job is to warn as many as we can, not necessarily to try to prevent it from happening.
Amen, and I'm on board with you. I've never stated in all the years I've been on talk radio, 9,000 plus hours, that we could stop it, but we can. We can rescue the perishing, we can be the salt of the earth, and we can believe God for those sanctuary cities, which are called the cities of refuge or states of refuge. And by the way, I could see literally such a revival, a true biblical-based revival on repentance breaking out in Texas, that I don't care what hell throws at it, it will prevail. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to see this trailer. Please send it to everybody you know. AmeriGeddonTheMovie.com. AmeriGeddon. And I love that name, by the way. I love it, of course. I love it because it puts it into the pertinency of the hour. And it's fascinating to me, too, that we're right here again, 1984. What did George Orwell say? That's when Red Dawn came out. Right now, 2016, we're waiting for you to release a movie. How's that for a gentle twisting, of Amerigeddon the movie?
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. And I want to thank my partner in this, Mike Norris, who did a wonderful job as a director. His dad, Chuck, yesterday on Facebook came out and encouraged people to go see the trailer and to go see the movie. So Chuck's, who's a great American, is supporting the project, and he has watched the movie, by the way. He apparently saw my character and asked if I was from Hollywood. So apparently I'm pretty convincing. Even Chuck Norris bought it.
Well, you know, and again, we think of the movies that he was in, going and searching for the veterans. And again, ladies and gentlemen, pray for the veterans, support them. I'm talking about as God leads. And, you know, Gary, again, the thing is that as you're on, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Gary will be on for extended time tomorrow on Coast to Coast. You'll be seeing him in the weeks ahead on Skywatch TV and other television programs. So please make this viral. Those of you who have been blessed by Hagman and Hagman's ministry, by my ministry, my website, all the stuff I do, it's to inform you, because believe it or not, information is a weapon. Don't let them choke you with garbage, or as I prefer to call it, warm vomit or lukewarm vomit. That's what the Main Street media is. Hey, Gary, thank you so much. And, you know, Doug, what are we? We're just about out of time.
Yes, we've got about 2-3 minutes left. And, Gary, we'd love to have you back on the show before the movie release or just after, whenever you're available, just around the release of the movie.
Yeah, love to.
Guys, Steve, thanks for all you do, and you're a good friend. And Joe, Doug, really admire what you guys are doing, speaking of the truth. And I know you know the risk involved with it. Did you have a question for me that you might want to take this last minute or two to answer?
Yeah, we had a listener question. They asked what your opinion of Donald Trump is in this upcoming presidential election.
Well, I do have an opinion on it. You know, I personally know a lot of the players. I took Rand Paul to Haiti back in October. He and two other doctors did 200 cataract surgeries and gave the blind sight. It was an amazing trip, and I got to spend 4 days with him each evening talking politics. And so, you know, I've been a big fan of his. His strategy to win the election, however, was awful, and he continued to do the same thing, expecting different results, which was amazing to me. So we're kind of stuck with who is not bought and paid for. And Trump is, as big of a mess as he is his own mess. And I actually believe he has enough money to not be bought and enough courage to not be scared into submission on this deal. So, you know, I don't like the idea that he wants to double down on torture and some of these other awful things. But right now it comes down to who isn't owned. And I believe he is the only one that you can say that for. Let me drop a bombshell. I know Cruz personally, had dinner with him last year and vetted him. And, you know, we saw a few weeks ago he got caught not reporting loans from Goldman Sachs to his campaign. When I had dinner with him, I discussed the Ukraine. It was the hot thing going on at the time. And I determined that that Ted Cruz is the designated opponent. He's the guy they choose to make us think we have a choice. And I believe he's bought and paid for, certainly by the banks and certainly by the military-industrial complex. So, Donald, whether you agree with everything or not, at least he will not continue the destruction of our country for the benefit of the money elite.
Thank you both so much. We're at the top of the hour. God bless you. Thank you so very much, Steve and Gary Haven.
Thank you, guys.
Good night.
Folks, we'll be right back with Stan Dale on the other side.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.